all of the word of God is not the same. There is a difference. There is the general body of revelation. Then there come seasons where he speaks specific words. So, why do we need a rhema? And what is a rhema? A rhema is the specific word of God to a person, a place, or a group of people that reveals the mind of God concerning that person, that place, or the group of people. When God sends rhema, it imparts faith to conquer. For faith is for conquest. When your faith is intact, that is when victory is assured.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. Beautiful. Just some few moments in the word of God. You know, honor. When human beings are not taught, it's hard for them to honor. You see, when you see any human being honoring another human being, it's because that person has been raised well. Because human beings are equalizers. Do you get it? They equalize. They would like to say, but who is he? You know that thing. Who is she? So it will take a human being who has been well brought up to honor. And when you learn it and apply yourself to it, wherever you find yourself, it works. It works. It's a good seed. And when you sow it, you reap. All right, let's get straight into the word of God. About last two Wednesdays, I started to share on prevailing secrets. The message, the ones that I've already preached, are online, Telegram, at My Pastor Christian. Get to them and listen to them. You'll be blessed. Okay? The Lord has spoken to us and he said, this year is a year of manifesting the Israel of God. And he says, we shall prevail. So we must know how to prevail, the secrets by which we prevail. You know, if you've lived life small, you would understand that life is full of many things. And almost all the time, you have to be prevailing over something in life. And maybe you are not my age, but when you grow a little bit more, you understand what I'm saying. That at every given moment, there's something to prevail over. There's something to prevail over. Life is like that. And actually, that is the beauty of life, because if life was not with challenges to prevail over, it would be too boring. It would be too boring. Yes. I think a life without anything to prevail over is a boring life. There must be something you are prevailing over. And I see you prevailing over anything that comes against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we must know the secrets, the prevailing secret. What are the secrets in the word of God that are revealed to us, that when we apply ourselves to them, we prevail as the Israel of God. Remember, the Israel of God is the description of a personality. So as much as there's the Israel, which is a nation, of whom we pick what and who the Israel of God is from the scriptures, the Israel of God is a personality, because Israel has a meaning. Israel means one who rules as God. So you can say, I am Israel, because I rule as God. And the scriptures rightly call the new creature the Israel of God. It's very important to understand that. Okay? So it's a description of a personality who is a prince. Say, I'm a prince. A prince is a ruler. You are a ruler. That's what he's made us in Christ Jesus. He's redeemed us by his blood. And he has made us kings and priests unto the Lord our God. We are rulers. Say, I'm a ruler. I'm a ruler. So when you say, I am the Israel of God, you are declaring who you are. Then this prince is governed by a predetermined rule. That means there are already set principles we live by. It's not like we are not inventing how to live. There are principles to live by. We are governed by predetermined rule as the Israel of God. So throughout the year, we'll be looking at these rules as the Lord permits us. Okay? So when you abide by these rules, that is when you prevail in any situation. So your prevailing as the Israel of God, let me say this, it's not automatic. Okay. It is by you applying yourself to the predetermined rule. So that means you can be defeated as the Israel of God because you have failed to abide by the predetermined rules. So when you look at Israel in the Bible, there were many times they were beaten by their enemies. Why? It's not because God was not with them. It was because they decided not to live according to God's rule. So God says, don't bow to other idols. They'll go and bow. Then they are defeated. God will tell them, don't commit fornication. They say, we are coming from there. They are defeated. I hope you are getting the point. So, our access to the predetermined rule is what guarantees our success, okay? Guarantees our victory at every given time. Praise God. So it is important we know the word of God, what the word of God says. Because we are in the commonwealth of Israel. We are the Israel of God. Galatians, let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Hallelujah. I believe the principles of God's word are like the sunshine. It shines everywhere. That means it doesn't matter which part of the earth you find yourself. Once it is time for the sun to shine, it will be there. So when you apply yourself to the principles of God's word, that is why he says God. He is not a respecter of persons. That means it doesn't matter who you are and where you are. You know, I love this generality about the invitation of God. Most of the time in the New Testament, you read, whosoever, whosoever, whosoever. That is a general invitation that it doesn't matter your color, your sex, your height, your weight, whosoever will. He's no respecter of persons. So, anywhere you apply the word of God, you will have the same result if only you are heeding to what he commands. Am I communicating at all? Yes. Praise the Lord. You know, it's only in Africa that we think about a lot of impossibilities. You know, poverty is a very... when poverty is around, a lot of impossibilities in your mind. People can envision building on the sea. And they make it happen. They make it happen. And they are not afraid. You see, a lot of fear abounds when you are poor. Hey, what if I do it? What if I do it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because on the sea, created islands. Don't celebrate poverty in any way. They can build on the sea, and the whole world is going there to see, and they never think that the sea would overcome them. See, oh, people of God, see, but look, see, Apple. While we are praying, some people are building cities on it. Some people live below sea level. Holland, below sea level. And they are there. Poverty. If you ever wish poverty for yourself and your family, you need deliverance. And those of you that when we start talking about becoming wealthy too, you don't like that message. You too, you need deliverance. And those who also want to close our mouth, they say, don't talk about it. What should we talk? We shouldn't talk about it. What should we talk about? Hey, look at someone and say, please, don't like poverty. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I hate it. I hate poverty. Don't say it smiling, no. Galatians chapter 6. My God. I know the Lord Jesus is coming. Do you understand? I know the Lord Jesus is coming. But you know, the white people think that we wish the Lord Jesus come because we are poor. So it's like escape. It's like the rapture is some escape mechanism against poverty. Look. As for the Lord Jesus, he's soon appearing. But you see, your poverty should not be the drive for your expecting him to appear. Yes, because we want to go and walk on the streets of gold. Do you understand the point? Anyway, another time. Galatians 6, verse 14 to 16. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision by a new creature. Then he says, as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Somebody say, I'm the Israel of God. So in discussing prevailing secrets, we looked at using the name of Jesus. That was the first one. Then we looked at walking in wisdom. That was the second one. Please, the message is on Telegram. This morning, we want to look at praise as a secret of prevailing, a prevailing secret. Praise. 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 The tree will say, Ayyye. Praise. The wonders of praise to God is one of the greatest weapons for conquest as the Israel of God. If you want to see God's power manifest any given time, when you are faced with challenges you must prevail over, whatever it is, engage praise. I say the wonders of praise to our God is one of the greatest weapons for conquest as the Israel of God. When the Egyptians were defeated in the Red Sea, Moses and the children of Israel started to praise God. Then in that praise, a question was asked. And that question, I believe, reveals a part of God's character that we must be aware of in dealing with prevailing over situations. Exodus 15, verse 1, then we'll jump to verse number 11. Exodus 15. Those of you that don't like singing, even Moses was singing. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord. For he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Now, verse number 11. This is where they ask the question as they sing. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious. This is where they start revealing his character through the praise. He says, glorious in holiness. Then they bring out something. Fearful in praises. So when you want to engage the terror of God, fear. The moment you engage praise, you are actually activating his terror. He is fearful in praises. Then he says, doing wonders. So by praises, we engage his terror, which activates his wonders. Am I communicating? By praises, we activate what? His terror. What in terror? Maybe you've not had a situation where you really want the terror of God to fall on some people. Because they seem to be terrifying you. You must activate his terror. to terrify some terrorists. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Now, I want you to take note of this. You see, God reveals deep things to us in his word. You know, the name Judah, you know, Judah means praise. And Judah was the fourth born of who? Bible quiz. Who? I know Jacob, but the lady. As for Jacob, you know. The woman. Who? Who? Who was the first wife of?
Mandoboko setede ha suka.
Bible knowledge. So it was Leah. Judah. And you know, Leah said, this one will be called Judah. He says, now I will praise the Lord. You see, when God accepts things, it shows by when you ask him questions and he appoints that thing. So in Genesis, let's read that portion. Genesis 29:35. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. Okay. So now, the name Judah had been pronounced. Judah means celebrate in praise. Okay. Celebrate with an outstretched arm. Judah. Now, the children of Israel now find themselves warring against their enemies at different seasons. And when they ask the question, who should lead us? Who should actually lead us to go? Listen to God's response. Don't let Naphtali lead. Don't let Simeon lead. Don't let any of the other tribes lead. How would you actually break through and conquer your enemies? He says, they asked him a genuine question. Who should go up? Then he says, let Judah lead you. Why would Judah have to lead? Because you are going to fight an enemy. And an enemy needs terror to be activated. So who should go first? Praise! Some of you are too gentle. You are too gentle. You are too gentle to win battles. You must be a warrior on this earth. How wicked things are getting. You must be a warrior. Judges chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. I know sometimes some people say this pastor, he likes fighting too much. I don't like fighting. The fact is that if you don't fight, you will fight. That is for you to decode. You will definitely fight, so. It's never peace until you have fought something. Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Are you here at all? Yes. Look at this. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? So there's a situation. We must fight. You must conquer. Whatever it is, who shall go up first? Verse 2. I want all of us to read if you are here and there's breath in you. And the Lord said, Judah. What's the meaning of Judah? You must understand. Why didn't he choose all the others? Judah shall go up. For I have delivered. When praise is given to the Lord, your victory now becomes past tense. Are you following what I am saying? It's like, for I have delivered the land. Not I will deliver. For I have delivered. I pray you see this. That no matter what, you engage praise. Hey! You engage praise. You see, it went on and on and on. And it was Judah that produced the Messiah. And prophecy said, the scepter shall not leave Judah. That means praise always has authority with it. Yeah. What prayer can solve? Try praise. Someone say, but can prayer not solve something? You see, in the realm of the spirit, there's everything and what it opens. There are some things, it's not you praying 3 hours. It is praising 3 hours. Because sometimes you're even praying and your prayer is full of fears. You say you are even speaking in tongues and you don't even believe in what you are saying. You cannot praise without him taking over. When you praise effectively, he takes over. He takes over. I said Jehovah takes over. My God. Jehovah takes over. The scepter shall not depart out of Judah. So anytime you are activating, you are actually engaging praise. Remember, authority is with praise. Glory, glory, glory. No wonder the people that came from the tribe of Judah, they were people of praise. Who do you remember comes from there? Who? David, a man of praise. Whatever it is, David will engage praise. That's why he will declare, I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually, not sometimes, shall continually be in my mouth. Hey, there's a documentation you are working on. There's something you need. Oh my goodness, my goodness. You should see me turning in my room. Hey, you should see me in the bathroom. You see, some of you, you see, you've not known this. So you cry. You can just have one line of a song. Play the thing. Let's do practicals. Just one line of a song. The whole day. Play. F. Just one line. Maybe that song is awakening your spirit early in the morning, and it is just one line. You are my healer, you are my keeper, my restorer, my life giver. You are the living God, oh, Ezi, no one like you. And the whole day, Ezi, no one like you. Ezi, no one, only that line. Ezi, no one. Ezi, no one. When it kicks you, no one can do me like you do. No one can touch me like you do, God. You are the living God. Oh, is it? Maybe you are at work. You are saying, no one like you. Nobody will say, is it? No one like you. Is it? No. The whole day. Not singing. Nowadays, the musicians, they rush too much. Especially the Ghanaian ones. Those who sing gospel songs. No, listen to the Nigerians. Just two lines. Just look at this guy. A Buka song or something. Just two lines. Fine boys, where they love Jesus. So just two lines. You are my healer, you are my keeper, my restorer, my life giver. You are the living God. And see no one like you. You are battling. Right now, you want us to close. Let's continue. Sit there. Men like David understood this. So by the time you think you've gotten them, they will switch to praise. And by the time you realize they have activated the terror of God, they have activated the fear of God, and their enemies are backing off. It doesn't matter what you face. I say engage praise. It is a prevailing secret. And those that know it always triumph. Always, not sometimes, always triumph. This is what prophetess Deborah also understood. Look, these were people of praise. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1 to 4. Yeah. Allah Baba Hashi. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1 to 4. Quick. I will bless. No. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, you know, you will never hear Saul praising God. Saul. But look at David. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. This, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When anybody rises up and say they are an enemy, I said, engage praise. Engage praise. No situation can withstand praise. Is it a visa they must grant? Is it a sickness that must be battled with? Whatever it is, praise. Deborah sang, Judges. Yeah. Judges 5, 1 to 3. I hope you are here. Adabakosha. Judges 5, 1 to 3. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Verse 3, he says, hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Now, the command of praise, you know, the Lord commands us. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath. So you see, the dead cannot praise the Lord. So the day you stop praising, you are actually acting like the dead. The day you stop praising. Psalm 150. Yeah. Katoko shota hadahasa. Let God the whole. Hey. Ekueme. You are the living God, oh. Ese. No one like you. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do you have breath? Do you have breath? Do you have breath in you? It's a command. Let everything that has breath. Let everything that has breath. The day you stop praising, you are what? You are acting like the dead. Because it's the dead that does not praise the Lord. Psalm 115. Verse 17 to 18. Do you love the scriptures? Psalm 115, verse 17 to 18. You are my healer, you are my keeper, my restorer, my life giver.
You are the living God, oh. It's no one like you.
Psalm 115, verse 17 to 18. The dead praise not the Lord. The dead, they don't praise God. Neither any that go down into silence. Then he says, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. That means we are not dead. As for the dead, they can't praise the Lord. But we. But we who are alive, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The day you want to stop praising, remember, why have I decided now to die? Who? I wish I could tell you countless situations. And sometimes when you look at some of us, it's like we don't have any problem. Situations, and you lock yourself. And it is not praying, it is praising. Let's go on. Psalm 146 verse 1 and 2. I hope I'm helping you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Verse 2. He says, While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Once there's life in me, I'll praise the Lord. Is somebody going to engage praise all through this year? Glory. Hallelujah. Now, when we praise, what happens when we praise? Number one, you can write it down. We activate the deliverance of Jehovah, irrespective of the situation. We activate the deliverance of Jehovah, irrespective of the situation, when we praise. When we magnify Him in praise. There's a story of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. The book of Acts chapter 16. Let's read from maybe 23. Ababa dibaha. Yamba dibaha. Mokalatia. Acts 16. Uye katea baluda asa tedesh. Let's read from verse 23. Okay. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, maybe some things are, and maybe chawachi, that's what I want to say. Translate it. Maybe some things are whipping you. They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Verse 24. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. He didn't keep them in the front. He kept them in the inner prison, very deep. Deep into the situation. And made their feet fast in stocks. Hey, in the stocks. He has put chains on their legs. The situation is serious. I want you to read. Let's read. I want to go. I thought they should be crying. Erade, why I can't empower the Amana to it? Are you really there? God, look at what is happening to us. Are you our God? We thought that you were God, not knowing that you don't have any power. What is all this that we are going through? Lord, look at my situation right now. Lord, look at how beaten we are. They look at the way they're beating us. Are we really your apostles? Are we really your apostles? Jesus, are you really there? You see Christians who switch into all these talks. When small challenge comes, they start sharing tears and saying all kinds of things. And they forget who they are. They forget how to take charge. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Then what happened? What happened? What happened? And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately All the doors were opened and everyone bands were loosed. Were loosed. Were loosed. Were loosed. Were loosed. Yeah, 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 kata. Ezi, no one like you. Hey, Ezi, no one like you. Number two, when we praise, it activates the terror of the Lord against all opposing forces. It activates the terror. One of the ways the enemies come against us is with terror. Huh? Terror. Terror. He wants to frighten you so that now you give up and you start to talk fear. You see, until you speak in a certain way, the enemy doesn't have you. So he will terrify you with thoughts first before you voice it out. Am I communicating at all? So when thoughts of fear come to your mind, don't voice them out. Don't, they are not reality. Don't voice them out. When you voice it out, you have brought it forth. You have birthed it with your words. Huh? Remember, thoughts can be arrows. Thoughts. Evil thoughts can be arrows of darkness. So when thoughts are fired against you, don't voice those thoughts out when they are not correct. Rather voice out what would counter it. Huh? Hey, are you here? So he says, casting down imagination. Imagination are pictures. Pigmentation of your mind, right? So he says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Huh? He said, casting down imaginations. When there are thoughts of failing, cast it down. I will not fail. Thoughts of death. Thoughts, I am not dying now. I will live to declare the glory of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Thoughts of not having. I will have always. I will have always. Thoughts of failing. I will not fail. The moment you start praising, engaging the powerful weapon of praise, the terror of God is activated. It will fall on them. Huh? Glory. Number, when you start praising, it activates the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord against opposing forces. Ayaya. Meko da bahasa. Bora tabia koshi parande kesaya. Yes, no one like you. Alabada bahashuta. Now, a certain secret is brought out in the scriptures in Psalm 8. Psalm 8 from verse 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Psalm 8, 1 and 2. Okay? I'm showing you something. Are you here? Oh Lord our God, oh Lord our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Say strength. Say like you are here, strength. Because of thine enemies. Wow. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger, who halt them. He says you have ordained strength. But how is this strength activated? Jesus, quoting this scripture, said something. Because the word strength is the same word for praise. Matthew 21:16. You are in the lecture hall. Your lecturer is teaching. It looks like the thing you are not getting it. Ah. Mola and the Hasadi Atata. Is it no one like you? You say, how would that? We are people of faith. Is it no one like you? I wish all who are having issues with whatever will start praising God. Praising his holiness, blessing his name, magnify him in that situation.
Are you there? Now look at how Jesus puts it. And said unto him, heareth thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye not never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. You see how Jesus quoted it? You have perfected praise. But in the psalm, he said strength. So when you engage praise, hey, you activate the strength of the Lord against opposing forces. Every day, you have gone for the interview. And it looks like there's contention. Come and put down something and start praising him. The Father, thank you. I praise you. I praise you. Then let's see what will happen. You've sent the letter. Start praising. Let it, what, in whatever way it applies to you. Number 8. Number what? Number 4. It procures indisputable victory over the enemy. It procures what? It procures indisputable victory over the enemy. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. There's a story there. Let's look at it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse number 17. Amada Bahaya. Bola la bakashuta. Now, the children of Israel, specifically the children of Judah, were outnumbered by the enemy, and Jehoshaphat was their king. How was the Lord going to win? How were they going to have an indisputable victory over the enemy? The Lord gave them a strategy. He said, look at this. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. You don't have to fight. Oh my God. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fight. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. I wish you can put your name there. Oh, Agnes. Oh, Dorothy. Oh, Jacqueline. Put your name there. Oh, David. Judah and Jerusalem are names. I wish you can put your name there. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verse 18, then he says, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Verse 19, and the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. Some of you, when we are praising God, you are very gentle. You don't even want to shout. You know, your going to school has removed something from you, eh? Hey! Balada Bahasa. Verse 20. Now listen to Jehoshaphat. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall he prosper. Verse 21, look, the strategy has come. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Prayer warriors. Singers. Ayabaha. Nobody should think I have something against prayer. Next time we are going to talk about the secret of prayer. But today we are talking about praise. Singers. That they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That was the strategy. Can you imagine Jehoshaphat facing them? You are Jehovah. You
Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. Hey. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah.
They were just praising. Look at what happened to the enemy. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord, he stepped in. The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I see your enemies smitten. I see situations smitten. I see circumstances smitten. As you engage praise, Ayabadibaha, Oyakedehaya. The next verse, then he says, oh Jesus, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. You see, they started fighting one another. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Your enemies will destroy themselves as you engage praise. As you, indisputable victory. Are you here at all? Glory. 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 Now, how do we praise? How do we praise? Number one. You see, after they've defeated the enemy, the spoils were plenty. They had many spoils. Huh? This week, engage praise. Your spoils will be many. Do you need a car? Start praising him, huh? Do you need a land? Start praising him for it. Huh? Whatever. Number one, how do you praise? Because some of us, we don't know how to praise. We don't know how to praise. The first thing to do to praise effectively is to engage your heart. Your heart. Your heart. Now, when we mention your heart, you see, we are talking about cardia. That is to say, your emotions, your thoughts. Okay? Engage your thoughts, your emotions. When your mind is not on it, it is not effective. Engage your heart. You must set your heart to praise him. How do you do that? Your heart, listen carefully to this. As much as what your mouth speaks comes from your mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Your heart is also conditioned by your words. So you have to, that is why David will speak to himself, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because under normal circumstances, because of the things that happen around us, sometimes you don't even feel like praising. You don't feel like saying anything. Praising. Praising. Things are difficult, you say, as you praise. So you must talk to yourself. You see, that is, you engage your heart. You want to tell your heart to align. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see, he was conditioning himself. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He will tell his soul, my soul, why are you cast down? Why are you cast down? Trust in the Lord. He was speaking to himself. Make sure you are engaging your heart. Speak to yourself to condition your heart to offer praise. Tell yourself all the time, hey, it doesn't matter what is happening. I know things will turn around when I praise. Therefore, hey, line up. My emotions, line up. Huh? Sometimes you feel, you are crying. You are in tears. That thing is painful. But you know your victory is not in the tears, but in the praise.
Am I communicating?
Engage your heart. Your heart. Your heart. Psalm 111 verse 1. Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. With my whole heart. So when you see someone whose heart is in his praise, you can see. You can see. Then you see one whose heart is not in it too, you can see. Have you fallen in love before? Who has fallen in love before? Have you? Okay. I know some people are lying. They are just lying. They don't want to raise their hand. They are just lying. They are lying in love. When you love someone, like there is that emotional attachment. My God. My goodness. The way you express yourself. Even your eyes. When you look at them. The tone of your voice. Oh my God. Oh man. You see, the moment your emotions are involved, you realize that words start flowing. Words. That's why you can make some my love. Look, if even it's the Atlantic Ocean, I'll buy it for you.
All right, God.
My love. Look, I will construct a railway from Kumasi to your hometown.
All right, God.
And you know, you forget you don't even have the resources you are talking about. You forget. My God.
My love. My love. My love. When I see you, my heart comes out and come back in. My love. When I look at you, I forget all my worries. Oh, my love. I'll die for you.
When your heart is involved, you see, that's why when I look at people praising God in church, I say, no, this guy's heart is not involved. Look at how he's conscious of himself. You know, when you are deeply in love, you lose yourself. You lose yourself. When your mom is saying something, say, mama, I'm feeling me, don't mama. Mama, I know I'm don't mama, mama. Mama. Look, when you find love and your parents want to fight it, you forget they are your parents. You start saying, mama. Hey, mama. With my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. You see, so when we come to church, we say it is praise time. Don't play games. It is praise time. The only reason why we must have a bigger space is that we can dance. We can praise. Heartfelt praise. Sometimes when people really show their emotions in praising the Lord, when they have engaged their heart, we look at them in a weird way. Look, don't let anybody look at you. I'm telling you, you see, in this life, you must learn how to live alone. Don't live like we came as a corporate body. It's like when you were coming from the womb, you were a corporate body, then you came out. Some people behave as if they will die together and they will bury them together. Sometimes your situation is different from that other person. They don't know what you are going through. So when it is time to praise, forget about them. Look, I tell people, you see, success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan, eh? When you succeed, everybody knows you. When you fail, nobody knows you. You better don't let anybody stop your success. When it is time to praise, forget everyone. Forget everyone. David didn't care that he was going naked. He didn't care. His wife was standing there observing David and criticizing David. He said, look, when you are praising, you are shaking yourself. Some people look at you and say, you are not serious. Don't mind them. Don't mind them. Don't mind them. One thing I don't know how to do is to be too diplomatic. All those things. I like to free myself. Look, a day is coming. You can't even lift your leg. You can't lift your hand. Whenever you talk, it will be breaking. That is the time you would like to praise him. Oh my God. Engage your heart. Don't look at anybody. Engage your heart. Engage your heart. Now, praise time in church. Get crazy. Get crazy. Some of you must be crazy by now bringing some ritual to church. Crazy with tambo. Akasa. So, hey, my God. Number two, how do you praise? Singing songs. Singing songs. Anyway, let me give you two more scriptures. Psalm 89 verse 12. Engaging your heart. Psalm 89 verse 12. Psalm 86. 86 verse 12. 86. Alabobokosha. I will praise the Lord. I'll praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I'll glorify thy name forevermore. Sing songs. Listen, not all songs are praise songs. Not all songs are what? There's an overflow. It's not a praise song. You are singing about yourself. When it is time to celebrate what you think he is going to do for you, and you're singing, there's an overflow, fine. But you are effective praise. Check the words. Effective praise. There must be words that magnifies his name. Words that declare who he is. Not talking about you. Any song that is directed to you is not a song of praise. Are you praising yourself? So praise leaders must sit down and select songs. There are some songs, they have rhythm, but they are not praise. They are not praise. They don't magnify Jehovah. They don't talk about his greatness. They don't talk about his goodness. Are you getting it? They don't magnify his name. They are directed back to you. And you are not the one we are praising. So sing songs, songs, songs. That's why, you know, sometimes when the Pentecost people sing, it's very powerful. Short songs, but powerful. Very, very powerful.
Won't come and your nyam sell. Wonkone nyonyam fatawu, Jesus when nyonyam shrein, esrein sin oria, Jesus when nyonyam shrein, esrein sin oria.
That's right.
Wonkone nyonyam sel. Wonkone nyonyam fatawo, Jesus when nyonyam shrein, eshrein sin oria, Jesus. Why you can't speak key? You are not singing. Songs.
Let's read the book of Psalm. Psalm 33 verse 1-3. So those of you that think that your voice is not nice, that is why the musicians have tapes. They have recorded it. You can find it on the internet. Let it help you. Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it. Early morning, you put on the tape.
Jehovah raise your name.
You see, that is praise.
Jehovah raise your name. Hey, Jehovah raise your name. Jehovah raise your name. Jehovah raise. Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah raise.
There are many, many praise songs. Sing, sing. Those of you that need help, put on tape. There are some of you, when you sing, maybe the ceiling will come down because your voice is too powerful. Your voice is too powerful. Let some tape help you. Huh? Put on some Elder Miracle tape, some Joe Metal tape, some songs from Nigeria. Come on. Huh? Am I communicating at all? Let's read. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Verse 2, he says, praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. You say guitar and keyboard. That is why when you come to church, it's a good place. Those of you that when we are praising God, you are just standing there. Now when we start praising God, forget about everybody. Sing. Verse 3. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Play skillfully with what? Play skillfully. Fade de fem. Tonyom na ye dede. I said the American on poor, too gentle. Tonyom na ye dede dede. Shout unto.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Some of you are too gentle. Oh my Lord.
Yeah. Psalm 150. There's one. Psalm 150, he says, praise ye the Lord, praise ye God in his sanctuary, in his sanctuary, in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Verse 2, praise him for his mighty act, praise him according to his excellent greatness. You see, sing songs that magnify him. Verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance and dance. And that's the next one we are going to talk about. Those of you that don't like dancing, you say, Pastor, when I dance, it is offbeat. He likes it like that. He likes it like that. Dance. Dance. Some of you, you don't shake yourself even 1 minute. You don't even move. Dance. You must dance. Dead people don't dance. If you are alive, dance. Praise him with strings, instruments, and organs. Go. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him. Look, go ahead, sit behind the drum. Look, hey, gentlemen, pick the guitar. praise him upon loud cymbals. Wait, time. You say, oh, he's making noise. No! Praise him with cymbal. Look, verse 5. Loud cymbals, loud, bombardier, loud cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbals. Wait. After loud, he says, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. After loud, high sounding. Bombardier, bobo. Wait. Verse 3. I think some people are getting irritated. You are getting irritated. We are going to praise God. Verse 3. He says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Verse 4. Huh? Praise him with the timbrels and dance. Praise him with string instruments. Then he says, an organ. Then he says, verse 5. What does he say? Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Verse 6. Verse 6 that you come in. Let everything that has breath praise. You see, when the instrument has come, it says, you that have breath, praise the Lord. Come on, pray, play, play something, play something. Play, play, play. Won't call you damn. Won't call you damn father. Jesus, when your name shire, 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 Jesus, when your name shire, shire, won't go and your name so, won't go and your name so, won't go and your name. Jesus, Jesus, when your name shire, 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 shire. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Yeah,
I want you to go to five people, give them a high five and say, we have praised God this afternoon. We have praised God this afternoon. We are going to experience. Deko shatada hasa. Glory. Hallelujah. Never let anything intimidate you anymore. When anything shows up, take your stance. I'm going to engage. Praise. Hallelujah. Are you going to do that? Carry this fire home and let the praise continue. All throughout the day, find some tapes that stir you up to praise Him and see the wonders of praise will always produce amazing results. The wonders of praise. Whether in your marriage, at your workplace, in your school, wherever you find yourself, in your business, engage the praise, the secret, the prevailing secret of praise, and see God come through for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.